must be the dumbest motherfucker alive. You kidnapped a woman in broad daylight? Think nobody saw that shit? You're doing life! You're doing life. So tell me where she is. Tell me. It'll make you feel so good to just tell me where she is. I will snap your fucking shit. Where is she?
She's fucking dead, man. She's fucking dead.
You killed her?
Stock the fridge. Everything that you like.
I know, I saw. I reckon you're gonna miss me a bit.
Of course I am. I'm sorry, Will.
Listen, I just want to say, I know we said we weren't going to talk about it, but what's his name again?
Well, just don't.
Anyway, just want to say that I know that was hard for you to talk about it. Just in case it's in your head or something, I just want you to know that I forgive you. And I'm good with it. I'm not good with it. I appreciate you being honest with me.
Finally, we're almost there.
And now I'm gonna have to pull over and get some gas. Almost on empty.
It's only about 15 minutes to my parents' house. Are you that low?
Actually, I am. Unless you want to get out and push the car.
Mm-hmm. I do not want to do that.
Shut up, then.
Are you gonna get gas?
Yeah. I was gonna throw it out there, though. What do you say? I fill her up and we drive back to Manchester. Or off into the sunset, or...
Off into the sunset?
I don't know. Something. We could go on a holiday, we could...
Look, I need this break. I need to clear my mind. I need to gain a better perspective. This is the best I can do, okay?
Yeah. Well... At least it's your mother's. I mean, after 2 weeks with her, you're gonna be desperate to come back and see me. No?
Well, we'll see. I'm gonna grab some water, get some gas.
You and Nate will. Can't pull out of the deal. I owe this money to my subs.
Oh, Will, I understand, but you gotta see.
Hi, just this.
See?
Yeah. Thanks. You can keep it.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Lisa. Lisa.
Excuse me, I'm looking for my wife. You didn't see a woman in here? She's wearing white top, jeans. No?
Check the bathroom?
Yeah, I just checked them.
Okay, I don't know.
Hi, you've reached Lisa. Leave me a message, and I'll call you back.
Hey, Lisa, it's me. Hey, where are you? I'm out the other side of the gas station. You want to call me back? I'm looking for you. Excuse me. You see a woman in a... she's wearing a white top, blue jeans, dark hair, walking around out here? Lisa! Lisa! What the fuck? Lisa!
Hi, you've reached Lisa. Leave me a message and I'll call you back.
All right, Lisa, this isn't funny. Where'd you go? All right, Lisa, you gotta call me back. I'm looking for you. I'm getting worried. Wait inside the gas station. You sure you didn't see anybody in here? White top?
Yeah, no, you
dark
said
hair. Yeah.
White top, I heard you. What'd she buy?
I think she was getting water, maybe something else, I don't know.
I don't know. Check the car, maybe?
I'll check it again. But if you see her, will you let her know to stay here? Her name's Lisa.
Yeah, man.
Yeah?
Sure.
Thanks. Lisa! Hey, you didn't see a woman in a white shirt walking around here? You didn't see a woman in a white t-shirt with thick dark hair? Guys, did you see a woman walking around here? She was wearing a white t-shirt.
Lisa!
Hey, buddy. Sorry to bother you again. I can't find my wife anywhere. Say, give me the address of this gas station.
101 Route 64.
Is there a local number for the police here?
911.
911. Thanks. Yeah, I would like to report a missing person, my wife. I can't find her.
Hey, Roy, you mind taking line 3? Name Span said he lost his wife at the Veldro station.
Lost his wife?
Yeah, that's what he said.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Mr. Span, this is Detective Patterson. So, you're saying you can't find your wife?
Yeah, I can't find my wife. I stopped to get gas. She came in to get a drink, and that was like 20 minutes ago. I can't see her anywhere.
Well, it's not very long.
You checked the bathroom?
Yeah, I checked the bathroom. I checked the whole damn gas station. I've been all around the front and the back. And...
Okay, Mr. Span, okay.
What's your wife's name?
Her name is Lisa Span.
Lisa Span.
Yeah, she's 5'9". She's dark hair. She's wearing a pair of blue jeans and a white T-shirt.
Short sleeve.
Okay. Is she from the area?
No. Well, originally she's from this area, yeah. Her parents
just live along the road in Emerson.
Well, maybe she ran into a friend.
You think your wife would just run off with a friend when I'm putting gas in the car?
All right. Listen, Mr. Span, just relax. I'll dispatch someone as soon as possible.
What as soon as possible?
Well, listen, I don't have anyone available just now.
All right, well, look, we're in a bit of an emergency here, okay? There's truck drivers everywhere. What? I mean, time is of the essence. She could be anywhere.
She could be in danger.
I understand you're stressed out. I'll send someone as soon as possible, okay?
Okay.
I'll call myself if I have to.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Just be as quick as you can, okay?
Stay by your phone, keep your phone on, and stay put.
Guys, call me back. I'm looking for Lisa. Thank you. Bye.
Fuck.
Lisa!
I think that's them, sweetie.
Lisa?
You got it?
Hi, Will.
Hey.
How
are you?
I'm good. Where's Lisa? I
was gonna ask you the same thing. Is she here?
No, she's not. She's with you.
No, she was with... Lisa!
Hello?
Well, she's not here.
Okay.
Barry?
Yes, sweetie. Hi.
Hey,
Will's
Barry.
Will's here.
What's the matter?
I don't know. Something's wrong.
What?
You guys didn't hear from her? She didn't call?
No, she's... Is it...
I thought maybe she came
here. No, wait a second. Weren't you supposed to drop her off there?
Yeah. One minute she was there, the next minute she was gone.
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean she's gone?
We stopped to get gas and she went into the market and...
Right.
She didn't come back out.
She's still in the gas station then.
No, she's not still in the gas station.
She in the bathroom?
Did you check? I've looked in the restrooms. Yes, I checked the whole damn gas station.
Okay, which gas station were you at? Let's start
there. The Beldro on, Route 64.
Okay, that's about 5 miles from here, so she wouldn't walk from there. So I have to ask you this, Will. Did you have a fight? Is that what this is? You had a fight and...
No, Barry, we didn't have a fight. We're going through some stuff, as you know, but we did not have a fight. And I can't explain... Listen, did she have... Anybody else know she was coming? Any friends or anything? Or anybody
She has friends.
But did you speak to any of her friends?
Well, no, wait a second. Wait. Now, listen, what are you saying? That it's because of us? Is that it?
I'm not blaming anybody.
No, that's insane.
Know anybody else
no,
was...
no, please, it's insulting.
What are you talking about, Barry? I'm not blaming anybody.
You did. That was the implication. Do you have any friends here?
Okay, guys, you can think what you want, but this is me, Will, all right?
No, I know, but it's not Will and Lisa. You see, we were expecting Will and Lisa.
Okay, well, let's get about finding Lisa, okay? I gotta go back. I called the police and they're coming to the gas station. You guys stay here just in case she comes. Hey, maybe call her friends, see if anybody heard from her.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? And call me if you hear anything.
I will, I promise.
All right.
Oh no, we're going to call the cops right now. What do you mean, call her friends? What the fuck is that?
I don't even know if I believe him that he called the cops.
I don't either. I don't trust him.
This doesn't make any sense.
Oh, it makes sense to me.
He was acting weird.
Did you see him?
The steering column working.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, cables were fried. Huh. Maybe it's time to get her wet. You want a drink?
No, thanks.
Okay, I'm gonna have a beer.
Okay.
You okay?
No.
What's the matter?
Well, I think we need a break.
Oh, Christ. Is it the Warwick? I mean, I know I've not been around so much, but at least I'm almost finished with this stuff. I told
you,
it's just going to be a few...
I understand. It's just... I don't actually know what it is. And that's the problem. I can't fix what I don't know.
Well, that's fucking great, isn't it? So you don't know what's wrong. You don't communicate to me what's wrong.
I'm trying to communicate to you right now. And is this how you're going to
be? Well, what is it this time, Lisa? You're depressed?
I'm not depressed.
You're unfulfilled again? Because we know what happens when you're unfulfilled. We've been there. I dealt with that. But that's not enough. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I don't feel anything anymore. It's like I'm just numb. That's the worst part of it. I can't even pinpoint why. And I think some time apart would be really beneficial. Get some clarity. Some space.
Detective Patterson.
Mr. Span?
Yeah.
All right. Any other news about your wife?
No. It's an hour and a half now, and I haven't seen her. I went to her parents' house in Emerson, and she didn't show up there either.
Why would you go there?
Well, that's what I was taking. I thought maybe she would go by there.
But we asked you to stay here, because she could have come back here.
Look, I'm clutching at straws here. I don't really know what the protocol is for a missing wife. So, yeah, I took action, and I went looking for her.
All right,
I don't know what...
What are her parents' names?
Anna and Barry Adams.
Oh, the Adams. I know the Adams a little bit. Good people.
Yeah, they're good people, yeah.
Did she leave behind any personal belongings, purse?
Yeah, I found her purse in the car.
Okay.
And I have her computer as well.
Okay, well, hold on to that. Let me just look at this. You don't have her phone, do you? Huh?
No, I think she had her phone. I
tried to find my phone, but it must be off.
All right. You head inside? Oscar.
Detective, you need coffee?
No, I need the camera footage from the surveillance.
The camera's been busted a couple weeks. I got a guy coming out, but they keep saying they're coming out. Nobody showed up yet.
Well, this man says his wife is missing. You've been sitting here all day. You didn't see anybody?
I didn't see a thing.
All right, listen. I'm gonna head back to the station, shoot out an APB. You wanna come with me? I can take a full statement.
No, I'm gonna stay here. Just in case she shows up.
All right. Mind if I... computer? Do you have your wife's code?
No, I... She didn't give it to me.
Oh, no worry. I got one of them whiz kids down there. He can crack anything.
So what, I just... Best I hang out front?
Yeah, like I said, just be reachable.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Oscar, yeah?
Back again, huh?
Yeah. You said the camera's not working?
Yeah, I already told you. It's fucking busted.
He said it to me. He said it to the detective.
It's because it's busted.
Right. See, I know a thing about these cameras. I've worked with quite a few. And that's life. It's working.
No, it must... maybe there's a battery in or something.
We don't.
What are you talking about?
What are you playing on? What's going
Buddy,
on here?
I got no video here, okay?
Yeah, you got no screen?
Yeah, what do you want from
you
me?
You might have no feed, but that's recording.
Oh, we mind our own fucking recording. Business here, all right,
what
man?
You say you mind your own fucking business?
Yeah, get the fuck
We're
out of here.
We're talking about my fucking wife here.
Oh, not
man,
my problem.
Really, that's how you're
not
gonna be?
Not my problem, get the
okay,
fuck out.
Okay, I'm gonna look at this footage,
hey.
Man.
Hey, what
you
the fuck
mind
you doing?
If I have a look.
Hey,
you won't have a
nobody
problem.
Nobody back here. Get the fuck. Hey! Get the fuck.
Leave me, little motherfucker! What the fuck are you playing out?
Listen, what the...
What's the fucking matter with you? Come on,
get out of here! Okay! It's right there!
Thank you! Piece of shit! I'm here to see Detective Patterson.
Patterson.
You.
We got Mr. Span here.
Hey.
Hey.
Got the CCTV.
I thought it was broken.
Yeah, so did I. Oscar gave it to me.
That damn Oscar. Let's go plug it in.
Hey, Mike! Heads up, incoming.
One second.
Your man Oscar is connected with us, by the way.
Okay, just, all right.
I took it out around 11:30, so you gotta go back to like 10 or 9:55 or something. Go back more, just go back some more.
Back up a little bit, back up a little bit. A couple minutes.
No, that's not her. No, you gotta go back some more. There she is, there, that's her, coming out.
All right. Who's that man?
I don't know who that is.
He seems to know who your wife is.
I've never seen him in my life. Oh, it's a fucking truck.
Come on, move it.
He has to have taken her.
All right, all right.
That's your man.
We'll have some guys look into it, all right? Anderson,
can you go back in on him?
Track down Oscar, all right?
Yeah.
All right, I bet he knows who this guy is.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, in the meantime, you mind if we go in another room and ask you a few questions in private?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Follow me. Come on in. Have a seat.
Water,
coffee, anything?
No, good.
So, you sure you don't know who that man is?
No, I've never seen him before in my life.
Okay, no, it's okay. I mean, he just seemed to be pretty familiar with your wife. That's all.
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't look like the kind of person that Lisa would be friends with.
Okay.
I know her pretty well.
All right. So Lisa's from here. She's got friends from here. Do you know any of them?
No, I don't really know any of her friends. She doesn't really talk about her high school.
It's unusual. So you were on your way to Lisa's folks' house, right? Adams in Emerson?
Yeah, like I said, I was taking her there to drop her off. Yeah.
You know, I have to ask you, how's your marriage?
Where are we going with this? I don't. We were going through a rough time.
Oh, so it was going to be a separation?
No, it's not a separation. She just said she needed a bit of a break. That's all.
So not a divorce?
No, not. I don't get the relevance of this.
Do you and your wife, you guys fight?
No, we don't. No, there's just been some tension. We don't fight, we don't scream, we don't shout.
So did you have a fight on the way here?
No, we did not have a fight on the way here.
Okay. So you told me that your wife may have walked home from the station, right? I mean, so why would she?
I didn't know.
Why do you think she would go there without you? That means if she did, it would imply maybe you had an argument.
It was a mistake. Didn't make sense. I didn't know what to do.
Why would she do that if you guys didn't have a fight? You know, I mean, you get a little hot, heated in the car.
Why are we wasting time here? Like, just look. There's been some tension. Oh, it's an amazing woman.
Okay.
Best woman I ever met.
Mm-hmm.
But she has a darkness inside her, and sometimes
She withdraws, I don't know. She's been there for me through a lot of stuff, and now she's going through some stuff. I'm just trying to be there for her.
Okay. Where do you live, Will?
I live in Manchester, New Hampshire.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a real estate developer.
There's lots of money in real estate, right? Lots of cash exchanges hands.
Yeah.
A lot of unsavory characters.
Yeah, there's some, but not at a gas station in Emerson.
Disgruntled employees sometimes? Mm-hmm. Disgruntled employees?
No.
They don't like the way they've been treated, the way they've been paid.
I'm a good boss, okay? I really don't see how that going on in Manchester is going to have any fucking bearing in what is happening
you,
here.
Do a lot of work on the road? You go prospecting, so to speak, speculating, looking at property, looking at land? Takes you away from the city a little bit?
No, I don't leave so much. I work a lot. I'm away from the house a lot, but I don't leave town so much, no. All right, so now it's...
What?
No. What?
Have you ever had an affair? There's just two guys in here talking, right? Every guy has a wandering eye, right?
No, I haven't had an affair.
Is your wife?
Yeah. Yeah.
How long ago was that?
Yeah, it was about 6 months ago.
Do you have life insurance on your wife?
Yeah.
How much?
I don't know. A couple million.
The standard, right?
Well, no, I mean, I don't know. I make cop money. I don't make developer
money. Okay, so I've abducted my wife. And I'm going to kill her. I'm going to cash out in a huge insurance policy. That's what this is all about.
Well, I got to cover all the bases.
No, my wife right now could be three fucking states away, and you're sitting in here asking me fucking nine questions. And I've got nothing to do with what has happened to her. Something drastic has to happen here, Detective. I need your fucking help. Or should I just go and do it myself? Why would I bring you the evidence?
You might be cleverer than most people. I don't know.
Oh, Christ.
Okay. Smart man.
Yeah.
Developer. Make a lot of money.
Am I free to go?
Anytime you want. We have your name. We have your number. We'll be in touch. Do you have a photo of your wife?
Yeah, I have a photo of my wife.
Okay, bring it back.
Suspicious as hell, right?
He seems like a little wild card. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Morning, sleepyhead.
What are you making?
Well,
are you trying to make breakfast?
Guess what I just got.
What?
Remember Nate's contract that I was up for?
Yeah.
The meeting I had?
Mm-hmm.
I got the contract!
No, you didn't!
I did!
Oh my God.
We got so much going for us. Look what we have. We have a beautiful life. I know we've been through shit, but we worked hard for this. I mean, we got some more gas in the tank.
Barry? Anna?
Yeah, we're in here.
You guys hear anything?
Yes.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, right. No.
The cops put out an APB.
Okay. I knew that.
Okay.
All right, so listen, I found something I want to show you guys.
Yeah.
We got it off the CCTV camera. Okay, do you know this guy?
I can't really see very well from here. Anna, do you see? I can't see without my glasses. Hold on.
Hard to tell from here, but it looks a little bit like...
Oh, yeah, that's Knuckles.
Like, yeah.
That's Knuckles. That's our handyman.
He's done some work around. No, he worked us odd jobs.
This guy looks like
jobs.
A creep.
He's a friend of Lisa's. I mean, they've known each other since school. I wouldn't call him a friend of Lisa's.
They knew each other when
they
were
kids. All right, guys, okay, so just... Does she know him enough to get in a car with him?
I don't know.
And do you think this guy would do her any harm?
Wait, can I see this? Is that his car?
It's his car, yeah.
I've seen this car.
Really?
Yes, I did. I saw it when I went up to Archer Grove for the garage sale. Yes.
Really?
It was in the back.
All right.
In the hangar.
Okay, good. Where's Morrison's? Where is Morrison's?
Patterson.
Hey, Detective.
It's Will. I'm just checking in. See if you heard anything, seen anything.
Not yet, but we're on it.
Okay. All right, well, let me know if you do.
Of course.
Oh, by the way, I just want to say sorry about before, you know, being sharp.
You're just doing your job. I get it.
I appreciate that. So what are you up to now?
Oh, I'm just kind of driving in circles around the edge of town.
Getting nowhere.
All right, well, she turns up, give us a call.
Yeah. I'll let you know as soon as I hear anything.
Same here. Bye.
In 12 miles, take exit 30A towards Archer Road.
Morrison's.
fuck?
You know who I am. Where is she?
Look, listen. Hey. Wait, stop, stop.
Where the fuck is she? Don't push me.
I don't know who you're talking about. Who?
Give me that shit. My wife, Lisa. You know where she is.
Listen, you fucking calm down.
Where the fuck is she?
Fucking calm down. Calm
down. Stay back. Just stay back. Just stay the fuck back.
You're the one that came in my fucking house. Come on. No! No! Fuck! No! Okay, stop! Stop! Stop!
Swear to God, I'll smash your fucking skull. Where the fuck is she? Fucking talk to me!
I didn't want to leave her with Frank! Frank, he made me.
Who's Frank? Tell me, you fucking prick!
Trailer where they sell. She's with Frank. I'll take you. Please stop. Stop. Stop.
Oscar! Where's Oscar?
He worked earlier today.
Well, listen, you tell him he called me at the station, come down, see me at the station, write me at the station, but he better come find me. If not, I'm coming back and I'm closing the place up, you understand?
Jill.
How you doing today, sir?
Good.
You know why I stopped you?
Yeah, I know. I was speeding.
A little fast. 82 and a 55. I get your license and registration?
Yeah, I was just in a bit of a final emergency. Here you go. But,
you don't live around here?
No, I live in Manchester.
Mm-hmm. You had some trouble today?
Oh. No, I was just chopping wood up at the cabin.
I'll be right back. Mind stepping out of the vehicle, please?
Why, officer? It's just a traffic violation.
Yeah, just step out of the vehicle for a minute. We'll get this over with pretty quick.
Sure, yeah.
Thank you.
You just,
yeah.
Give me a ticket? No. I'm...
Let me just step over there. Whose bags are these?
My wife's.
It's a lot of bags.
Yeah, she likes her clothes.
Where's your wife?
Manchester.
Do you mind popping the trunk, please?
Sure.
Hey, step! Step right there! Dispatch, this is car 7. I need a 20. Repeat the 20.
I appreciate you guys taking the time. Just have to ask you a few questions.
Absolutely.
Do you know a guy named Clint?
Yeah, it was the man Lisa was seeing. It was briefly. It was like months ago.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Do you think your son-in-law was straying?
No. No, and that comes straight from Lisa. It had nothing to do with that.
We bypassed her password, and we saw the last three emails came from this Clint guy.
Right.
He kept asking to see her.
And did she answer his emails?
Not once.
Are you still seeing Clint?
No. No, that was one night. I'm alone, Mom, and that is exactly what I want for the time being.
Yeah. You mean, you want to be able to do what you want to be able to do again. So you have your break, you have your fun. I'll just go with it.
He must be mad at you.
He's not really the type to get mad, and you know that.
Sweetheart, I'm sorry. I don't buy that.
Fuck.
Fuck.
We contacted Boston PD. That's where Clint lives now. And we had some tech people search all of his electronics to see if he had hired anyone. They did a thorough search, and it came up unsuccessful. Now, Knuckles knew what Lisa looked like because he saw the pictures in your place. Is that right?
Well, I mean, he knew her when they were kids and went to school together.
Right.
Okay. And you said you saw Knuckles' car at the Morrisons, right?
Yes, I drove by there a couple of weeks ago, and I saw it there. And then I do remember seeing it another time. I don't recall exactly when that was.
It doesn't matter. I was there an hour ago.
And?
His trailer's empty.
Well, can you send a chopper, survey the area? I mean, you can't let them disappear like that. There's a suspect on the run.
No, there was not.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, suspect of what? In all logic, Lisa should be here now. She is not. That is all we know at this juncture. That, and she bumped into your trusted handyman at the gas station. Technically, there's no crime.
Looking to get shot?
No.
Then why the fuck you touching it?
I don't know. I thought it. I don't know.
What are you doing here?
I'm looking for Frank.
Frank?
Yeah, Frank.
Who sent you?
Frank's a friend of mine. I know him through Knuckles.
Knuckles? How you know Knuckles?
Does it fucking matter?
I'm asking the question. Yeah, it fucking matters.
Well, he's a friend of mine. He works for my family. He introduced me to Frank. I'm here to do some business with him. All right?
Where you coming from?
Coming from Emerson.
Fuck you. Where's your car?
Dude, it's crazy. My car broke down like a couple miles back down the road. So I'm fucking late.
You walking through
the woods? Yeah, I'm walking through the woods, and Frank's waiting for me, so you want to let me get in my way?
Frank didn't tell me anyone was coming this way.
Well, because Frank didn't fucking know I'd be running through the fucking woods. I'm supposed to be driving there.
Call him. Give me a second. Hey, Frank. Frank, you copy? You say your car broke down?
Yeah, a couple miles back. Never work, huh?
Yeah, no fucking kidding. Frank, you copy?
You know what? Can we stop fucking wasting time? Eh? You want it?
Hey, I'm just doing my fucking job.
Fuck's sake, man. You know what? I'll fucking call.
Your phone ain't gonna work out here.
Believe it.
I don't think I would have fucking called him.
You know what? Enough of this shit. How about the worst fucking day? Fucking car's broken down. Now you're stopping me. Why don't you explain to Frank why this didn't happen, all right? Can't wait to see what happens there. I'm fucking out.
All right. Hold the fuck up. Keep walking down that way.
All right. Thanks.
Better not be fucking me.
Back to work. Second time I asked you, man.
Oh, fuck.
And so he just ran off into the woods?
Yes, but we're in the process of setting up a perimeter.
All right, thank you. Sergeant!
governor.
Pete Daniels? That's your real name? Unemployed?
Fuck you, man. Fucking works.
Recently?
Yeah, I fucking worked recently.
Where?
Wherever fucking pays me, man. I, you know, put up a fence, pull a fucking post, demo work.
And sometimes you kidnap women and hold them for ransom, right?
Why are you grilling me like this, man? I'm the one that got attacked and tied up and thrown in a fucking car. Why am I the fucking bad guy?
Here's what I'm gonna do for you. You tell me where Lisa is, and I'll walk into court, and I'll tell them how cooperative you've been. I'll sing your praises to the rooftops. And I bet if Will gets his wife back and the Adams get their daughter back, I can convince them not to press charges.
Fuck you, man. I ain't stupid. I know you can't promise me shit.
I'm just telling you what I may be able to do to help you out. How did you get her into your car?
Who said I fucking did? Huh?
You didn't?
I don't recall.
You're on footage talking to Lisa, but you forgot.
Hey, excuse me. Lisa Adams.
Pete, hi.
Knuckles.
Right, hi, how are you?
I'm good. I heard you were coming back.
Yeah.
I'm doing some work up at your parents' house on the room.
Oh, that's you. Okay. Yeah, yeah. They're so happy with it. I can't wait to see it.
Oh, good. Are you heading there right now?
Yeah.
Are you? Could you do me a favor? Could you bring an invoice that I got?
Sure.
Just a little something drop off for your pops.
Okay.
Real quick.
Yeah, no problem.
Who are you here with?
My husband.
Oh.
Yeah.
You look really great, by the way.
Thanks. You have to tell your mom I said hi.
Absolutely. Shut the fuck up. Get in the fucking car. Don't be stupid. Just get in. Get in the fucking car.
You're on tape. Talking to her right before she disappeared, and no one's seen her alive since.
Yeah, so I fucking talked to her, man. Big fucking deal, all right? I knew her. I was working at her fucking parents' house.
Watch your hands.
Right.
Back up.
Yeah, calm down.
Back up.
Whoa.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Just tell me where she is, okay?
Where who is?
My wife. Lisa! Tell me where Lisa is.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Calm down, man. Be easy. Just,
please. Tell me. Alright? I don't care what you guys are doing here. I just want to know where she is. And I will get out of here. No police, no nothing. But just tell me where she fucking is.
You know what we do here. We don't have.
Please tell me. I just want my wife back.
Just put the gun down, bro.
Knuckles told me. I know who you are. Please. Please just tell me where she is.
I don't know any Knuckles, man.
Fuck. Okay, open that door. Let me see what's inside.
You want to see what's in here?
I swear to God, I will shoot you in the fucking face.
All right. Open the door, Larry.
All right, calm down, man.
All right. Let me see what's in there.
Be easy with that, man.
No.
Let him take a look. Good, man.
Shut the fuck up.
Easy.
I'm good. Fuck!
Thank you.
Go on. Fuck off. Hey, you guys, go. Go home.
Please just understand this. I don't want to be like this. I don't want to resent you, and I don't want you to resent me. You're my best friend.
Mm.
You're my favorite human.
What?
Yeah. Out of all the humans, you're my favorite. I love you, babe.
Hey, Gary! Go! Go get lost.
Get
Lisa!
You must be the dumbest motherfucker alive. You kidnapped a woman in broad daylight? Think nobody saw that shit? You're doing life! You're doing life.
Lisa!
So tell me where she is.
Lisa! Lisa!
It'll make you feel so good to just tell me where she is. Where is she?
She's fucking dead, man. She's fucking dead.
You killed her?
I know, and I'd see you here.
Yeah, well, everybody does a little meth, right? I mean, that's easy fucking money.
Right, what about kidnapping, huh? Is that good money?
Fuck that. I didn't kidnap anybody.
You're so full of shit.
You're not a fucking killer. What are you gonna do? You're gonna fucking kill me? Huh?
You might wanna ask Frank that. Huh? You're not a fucking killer either. All right, put the gun down. Lower it.
You put the fucking gun down! You put it down!
All right. Okay, talk to me.
I think it's fucking crazy you care so much about your wife when she's getting ready to leave your ass. I mean, but that's divorce for you, though, right? It's like getting fucked twice.
How you know about the divorce, huh? If you're not involved in the kidnapping.
Knuckles. Yeah, Knuckles. Listen, that's not the fucking point. The point is that I know where the fuck she is.
All right, where is she? Tell me where she is. Is she alive? Is she alive?
20,000. Hey, 20,000, and I will fucking tell you everything you need to know.
I don't believe you. Tell me where she is. Show me her. Hey, prove it.
Huh? It's her fucking phone, right? Right, that's her phone, right? That's her phone, right? Yeah. Okay. Okay, now we're talking, right? Yeah, now we're talking.
Yeah, now we're talking.
You think I didn't see her? I saw her when she bought that bottle of water. Yeah, I saw her. Come on. $20,000 and I will tell you. Huh?
All right, I'll give you the 20,000. All right, balls in your court. I'll give you the money.
Okay. Okay, how am I gonna get the money? How am I gonna get the money?
I'm gonna go to the bank and get you the money.
No, fuck that! I want the money right now. $20,000 and I will get you.
The money, just get me Lisa, I wanna see her.
I'm coming with you. I'm coming with you.
You're not coming with me.
I'm coming with you.
Let me see her. Let me see my fucking wife.
Thank you.
know she's dead? How do you know she's dead?
How do you know she's
because
dead?
Because I dug the fucking hole!
A couple of weeks ago, I was just talking shit with Freight. I was just fucking around about how this fucking girl I knew was coming back. She married this fucking rich dude, and we could get a shit ton of money if we snatched her. You know, he'd want to get her back, you know? I wasn't fucking thinking straight. It's fucking stupid, man. I saw her at the fucking gas station. I just fucking snatched her. And then I took her to Frank. I took her to Frank. He got so fucking mad, man. He was so fucking pissed off that I took her there. Because he knew there were fucking cameras. That they fucking saw me. And Frank wouldn't let me leave with her alive. He said I had to dig a fucking hole and put her in it. I was digging the hole. But I knew Frank was going to put me in it too, so I fucking ran. I didn't want to hurt her.
Where's the hole? Where is the fucking hole?
Behind Frank's house. Up in Beckley. I swear to God, I just wanted the fucking money. Jesus fucking...
Driving in circles, huh? We found Knuckles in your trunk.
I'm under arrest.
Stay put.
Lisa! Lisa! Lisa!
I told you I'm coming!
It's okay. back, are you?
As I figured, couldn't stand the guilt.
Knuckles signed the confession. But he still blames everything on Frank, by the way.
But who the fuck knows?
I think Oscar caught him in the act and tried to push himself into the ransom money.
Well, get some real salts of the earth there, huh?
One could say that.
By the way,
we inspected some of the remains.
Not all of them died in the explosions. There were some shots exchanged. Then I said to myself, hey, you live by the sword?
Thank you.
Take care of yourself.
Give us a minute. Hi.
Hey. Good.